This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Guess who's on the show today? Our special boy.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas.
Look at Jack Araya.
Bob, can you look up a picture of Mongo from Blazing Saddles right quick?
Does he look like Mongo?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think Mongo was like Mexican or something.
Alex Karras was a
is that his name?
Primed athlete. Yeah, he played for the Detroit Lions for like 15 years.
Wait, Alex Karras is the one that played him?
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know that. From Webster, yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
I think he might have still been in the league when he filmed Blazing Saddles.
Bob, get on Amazon and buy that whole outfit.
Wow, for Jack.
That's what you're wearing now.
You're either
Carl from fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force or Mongo.
He's Carl.
I've been compared to Carl before, yeah.
Can we see the back of that bozo ring you got there?
Oh yeah, I mean I can give it to you from all angles.
Please do.
Yeah, we got
so there's the top.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're Friar Tucking it, dude. Mm-hmm. That looks nice.
Yeah, you should become an apiarist.
Yeah,
because he was Friar Tuck.
He was not a beekeeper.
He was an apiarist and he made mead.
He was not a beekeeper.
That's part of the story if you had ever read it before.
Jason Statham is the only beekeeper I recognize on this show. Okay.
He keeps it short generally, though.
Real short. Yeah. But he just had a hit movie called The Beekeeper.
Oh, really?
He did, yeah. I'm a beekeeper. He was special ops. You wouldn't know anything about it. He was probably black ops, too.
Sounds like a Jason Statham movie.
Yeah. He emptied the clip everywhere,
magazine.
Too.
Magazine.
Yeah.
Nope. Dan loves when I say clip, black ops, special ops. I love saying that a lot,
spec
too.
Ops. Spec ops. Yeah.
We don't know what he did. He's not in our system. And I was just like, what? What does he do? I'm a beekeeper, mate. That's all he did. And then he killed.
So basically, it's under siege?
Yes.
He's a beekeeper instead of a chef?
Yeah, but yep. Under siege, he was a Navy SEAL first and became a chef later.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. And this, he came and became a beekeeper.
But he was still in.
Just to chill out because he killed so many people.
And under siege, he was still in the Navy, right?
Yeah, he was a Navy cook.
Like, he was still in the Navy.
Yep. Whereas Statham is out, dude.
Which has never happened in the history of the Navy. Or chefs.
Where they invest $20 million in you, and then you're like, I want to go be a cook now.
You're standing in the fucking commander's office at DevGru.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to be a sous chef.
He's like, dude, you know, my real passion, and it's not murdering brown people.
Yeah, put me on a destroyer where I get talked down to by Filipinos.
You've been talked down to by a Filipino
too
in your life.
Yes, I have, on Navy ships, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, we're live, so I apologize for this. These Friday shows get fucked, but we don't edit them or anything else. So what I'm about to say, I hope, isn't going to offend you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Somebody came into the studio, I'm not going to say who it was, and they were like, hey, man, do you know Jack Mandeville? And I was like, yeah, he's one of our homies, one of our best friends. I was like, what's up? And he goes, did you know that he had a stalker for a while? And somebody that tried to, you know, kill him and was super jealous and everything else. And I was like, wait, what? In a relationship? And he goes, yeah. I was in a fucking relationship. And this woman thought that he was always having threesomes or crazy shit all the time. And I'm like, Jack Mandeville? Is that true?
I definitely wasn't having threesomes, but I've dealt with some.
But somebody accused you of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, based on your current appearance now.
I don't track those kind of sexual encounters.
No.
I'm a belly-to-belly missionary type of guy. Heavy breathing, blow my load, watch Netflix, order in some takeout. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you give it your all, or is it just, hey, dude, this is what I have? This is what I have to give, and it's not enough for you.
Do you say my love is all I have to give?
Yeah.
What you see is what you get. There's no way I could possibly convincingly lie to a woman with the way I look.
Like, I don't know. Ron Jeremy kind of had your look. And yeah, he had a hog on him, right?
Yeah. Here's what I'll say.
He was a little touchy-feely.
I was going to say, that's what I'll say about Ron. I think at a certain point.
Is that rape or theft, though?
Well, here's the thing. So at a certain point, if you don't settle down and find whoever that is, then he got into his rape stage. So his rape stage didn't happen until later on.
So you're saying I need to start shaving my head again so I don't become a rapist?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Because if you don't, Jack, you're going to be raping hard.
Well, I think
in your later years.
Part of it, I think, is also you're on the clock, right? Because you start having to take pills for stuff. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work out, it's just like Harvey, whatever
Weinstein.
The fuck. If it doesn't happen within that time period, then you start to panic and rush and you do shit you wouldn't normally do. Right?
I don't have a lust for life like those guys do, though. Like,
is that what Harvey Weinstein had? A lust for life?
He actually did in a weird way, right? He loved being the guy of Hollywood. Because let's face it, he ran that shit.
Yeah.
He ran that town for fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, you went through him. He could get you an Oscar.
Male
you could do
and
all the shit.
Talent.
All of it, dude. Went through him. And he was making great films.
Yeah.
Because that was the other part about it. If you were making shitty movies, like, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
But he was making great Oscar-winning movies, and he cared. Now, the other part is, with his lust for life, when they would get that dick injection, and his assistant had to inject it, you have 2 hours to use that boner.
Right.
Or it's no good anymore.
You got to point it somewhere. Yeah. That's the thing is, like, I've literally had this conversation. I've already thought this through. Like, when I get to the point where women don't want to bang me anymore, and I'm already bored with travel. I've done that enough. So I'll just, that's my retirement plan. Boom.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have an age in mind?
I'm not going to do it because I'm depressed or sad. It's literally going to be, I'm bored and I don't want to bother paying for these aches and pains that I have. So 60s, 70s.
That's a Hunter Thompson suicide.
Yeah.
He just kind of got bored and was like, yeah.
It's not going to be because I'm sad.
Sure. And I think for me...
But you'll still count towards the numbers.
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
So, you'll be 22.
Yeah.
So maybe you should set it up in a way that it's an accident, right? Like you fall off the edge of a building.
Yeah.
But you have a parachute on it. Just doesn't open.
Well, I've been passive aggressively committing suicide, you know, since I was 16.
You don't know that.
With a cigarette.
You don't know that. If you don't have the right genetics to die from tobacco-related cancer, you'll never get it.
That's true. My great grandfather lived to 88. Smoked a pack every single day, half a fucking bottle of whiskey. And my great grandmother, treadmill every day, didn't drink nothing.
Cocaine.
She died before him. Fentanyl.
Oh yeah.
Fentanyl.
I'm hoping those are the genes I fit in.
Well, you might.
Well, you're Norwegian.
No, I'm not. I'm like one of the only white Minnesotans.
Are you German?
No. I'm all the, like, northern boring whites.
Are you a fucking Jew?
I'm the basic
whoa,
white.
Whoa. Gun. Yeah, it's like.
I'm not one of the ethnic whites, you know, like Greeks and Italians. Have you seen the new Ferrari movie with Adam Driver in it?
I did not see it. So I saw the trailer. I didn't want to see it because it just, when you start doing that much with your look to get into it, I'm like, man, you're still fucking Adam Driver.
I love the fact that basic white guy Adam Driver from bumfuck Indiana, they hired him to play one of the most Italian guys to ever exist.
Because Driver is definitely an English name. There's no getting around that.
Yeah,
I don't know what his mom's side is, but that's English as fuck. And his face, he looks like fucking 6'5" Professor Snape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I love that there's still roles that white guys can play where it's not considered like stealing away from other actors. Like, we'll hire this guy with this English name to play this super Italian guy. Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out there doing it, man. And if it wasn't for Lena Dunham, he wouldn't even have a career.
Yeah.
She was the one that cast him, that found him
and
wherever
like
the fuck.
Fresh out of Juilliard.
Yeah. It's nuts, man.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody else would have cast him fresh out of fucking Juilliard.
I don't know. When you look that specific, it's tough. I look at guys like him.
Paul Giamatti came from the same place.
Jesse Plemons. Who's the other one?
What was Plemons in before Breaking Bad? He was in something.
He was in a big show. He was in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights, yeah.
But he was like the funny,
Kyle Chandler
friend.
Oh, by the way, Kyle Chandler, I meant to mention this to you. He lives here, right?
Yeah.
He was at that meeting. He drove up on a BMW motorcycle, and I saw him go in for a minute, look around, and then walk out, and nobody fucking recognized him.
He lives right by us.
Yeah. It was like... And I didn't. I recognize him. Like, hey, what's up? And just let him go. Because if you start talking to him, then everybody else will know that it's somebody.
Yeah,
he's like, just go on down the road, bud. But yeah, he was. I forgot that he lived here.
So the dirty little secret is he goes to that Home Depot all the time, and all the women, the housewives, go up because they know what day he goes on, and they just want to see him, dude.
Well, how,
ladies love calcium.
I'm guessing he's driving a truck then, because he was on a BMW motorcycle this time.
Yeah, he does all of his own shit.
And he pretty much when he walked out the door, he immediately put his helmet on when he was walking over to his bike. I'm like, yeah, that's probably a smart move, bud. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, because it was nothing but housewives at that thing.
I don't know where his land is, because obviously we're affected.
I think it's over near Vanderbeek somewhere. I don't think it's in between Dripping and Wimberley, I think, is where it is.
Gotcha.
So he would be like right on the edge.
Beek lives out here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he lives towards, what's it called? Union Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
Onion Creek.
I just thought about this. Like, so Beek was Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
He was Friday Night Lights. Kyle Chandler was Friday Night Lights.
They should do a new one.
Oh, will they pair up, dude?
He's like Austin as fuck, though, isn't he? Chandler?
He is. Yeah. He's
like
real home.
From here.
Yeah.
But Vanderbeek is, I don't know where he's originally from. I think he's from the Midwest, isn't he? Is he from Illinois or some shit?
Yeah, and then he was in Wilmington
for seven years for Dawson's Creek.
Not the worst place. Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. I knew it was some cracker area.
Yeah, some honky town.
Yeah. Cheshire, Connecticut, which is the whitest place on earth. But yeah, then there's a lot of people here kind of have some, like Catherwood's wife, I think, is from here. He lives here now.
Well, it's one of those things where if you shot a film here and you lived here for a little bit, you love it. And that's what kind of happened to me. I shot a couple movies here. And then the problem was both those movies shot in the fall. And I was like, oh, my God, Austin's magical. I was never here in the summer. And when I came in the summer, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it. It's
this place
hot.
Is trying to kill me.
This summer is going to be particularly brutal.
Is it really?
It's going to have to be. It's 80 fucking degrees today, and it's February the 23rd.
I know. Yeah,
God
I know.
Damn it.
I get,
speaking of that, it's... Is it Jesse's birthday today?
It's Jesse's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday,
oh,
Jesse.
Oh, happy birthday,
but
Jesse.
This goes out on Monday, so no one will know.
No one will know. Joel, you guys are shooting an episode this afternoon, right? Or tonight?
Oh, she'll be in. Joel, go buy a cake, and we'll throw it in her fucking face.
Yeah, throw the cake in her face at the end of the show.
No, at the beginning of the show.
Oh, you want at the beginning, and then have her do the rest of the show just covered in cake?
Yeah. It's like there's I don't understand. There's so much weird fetish shit in porn these days.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fetish where you fucking come on a girl's face in a changing room, and then she walks around with it in public? Who's that for?
Whoa. I've never seen that, dude.
I got a new thing I got to look up. Shit.
Jack's weekend is shot now.
Yeah.
That's really a thing.
Literally, I'll be shooting all weekend.
Somebody sent me a meme of it the other day. I'm like, yeah, I think I've seen this before. This is, but who, the question was, who's this for exactly?
Somebody sent me a really dark meme. I'm going to grab it from my desk over there in Texas, Bob. I think we can show this. I'm pretty sure we can.
What do you
mean,
grab it from your desk?
What'd
you do, print it out, like MapQuest or some shit?
No, my phone's plugged in, and somebody texted it to me, and I was like, you fucking disgusting
bitch. Bob, bring his phone
over. I'll walk over.
No, why would you do that?
Okay.
We have slaves. What the fuck point of even having slaves? You're not going to make them do stuff.
Bob's parents had slaves. I don't want to call Bob a slave. I don't want to continue the cycle here. Bob is our coworker and friend.
On his desk.
It's on the RPR desk over there.
He's not doing any slave stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Bob's like, I want to get out of that.
Soft hands.
You've got to break the line at some point there, or else this slavery is going to.
Can you imagine khakis forever. And sweater sleeves?
You're like,
I mean, that's basically like being in a frat, I guess.
You're like Frederick Douglass over here, Ross.
Me?
Yeah.
I sure am.
He calls him Freddie. Speaking of Freddie, Freddie Mitchell called me this morning.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How is he doing, dude?
He's good. He wants to come hang out. He just, you know.
Good. I always wondered, because I haven't talked to him since that Super Bowl trip where that girl died at our party.
Oh, I made a joke about it.
What did he say?
He laughed because it's funny.
Enough time has passed.
Yeah, well, we're not currently trying to frame him for murder either, which makes it a little bit funnier.
I wasn't trying to frame him for murder. I thought it was a very funny joke because he was the last one to talk to her that night. Mm. And I was like, Freddie, the police want to have a word with you.
Yeah, because you're black.
Yeah.
And there's a white woman.
And I go, hey, Freddie, man, there's nothing I can do about your skin, your skin tone, but they're going to question you and it's going to be bad. But yeah, if I can find this, oh God, it's so good. You guys know I hate when porn stars die, and there's been a lot lately.
Yeah.
The one recently.
They're like WWE
brutal.
Wrestlers, yeah.
Did you see that homegirl?
She went out like a man.
Jeez.
That's how a man does it right there.
So Jesse brought this up the other day on the show. I wanted to ask you about it. Can a woman even hold a shotgun that far?
That one.
With her... Well, that one, sure, if it's a Mossberg, right? But
well, if it's a doesn't have a big stock on it, if it's got a pistol grip instead of a stock.
I mean, these women are used to working long devices to begin with. She could figure a way around that.
One would imagine, right?
BBG, big bag, big black Glock, maybe.
Bob, I'm going to airdrop this to my iMac over there. And then you can put this on screen here. So when a porn star dies, one of our listeners just said, RIP. Mm-hmm. And
she's looking a little
over-moisturized.
Yeah.
That's, oh, yeah. Did she die?
She did. She did.
Emily Willis died?
Yeah, she did.
Are you sure? I thought she was just in a coma or some shit.
No,
I thought so, too.
She didn't come out of it.
I never got an update.
I told you. A week ago, she died.
I don't trust you.
Why? Just look at Google it.
With anything.
Yeah, she's not dead.
Super fucking easy.
She's not. There's no updates.
There's no report that says she's dead.
Just kidding.
So she might be covered in cum right now. She may have come out.
She's at work, yeah.
Let's see. Let's look this up here.
This is also YouTube. I don't know if I can show cum.
No, definitely don't.
We don't know what that is. We don't know what that is. That's the thing. Is like that's. It could be glue. It could be glue.
That's Elmer's, definitely.
What is she trying to glue her head back together after the shotgun blast? What are you talking about?
Oh,
no, that's the other one.
I would imagine the percentage of mental health issues in that industry is disproportionately high.
Yeah, I mean, it probably started before they got involved in the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're just doing it for laughs?
I think there's probably some subset of women who go into that with their eyes wide open. And I think
they know what they're getting into.
Yeah, and I know some of them, and they're fine now, right?
Like, yeah.
Lisa Ann is fine now. She has no problems.
She's great.
Candace, no problems, right?
Sure.
Smart people. But, you know.
There's a few.
There's the vast majority of them are fucked.
There's a few.
And it's a very predatory industry as well.
Oh, for sure. Could you ever marry one?
No. 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 I hate finding out that an ex like banged a musician. Like, I don't know how I'd handle coming from that industry.
Boy.
Yeah.
But what if it was all midgets? And it was just like, hey, they were half your size.
Oh.
What if she was a midget and your hog looked huge in her hand?
Yeah. Have you ever fucked a midget?
I have not.
Would you?
Okay. Yeah.
Would you?
I think 4'11 is the shortest I've ever gone.
That's a midget? That's the legal maximum height for a midget.
I don't know if
well,
I would count.
She'd have to be 4'10 and a half. That's just very normal.
That's like fucking a girl on her 18th birthday. Yeah. That doesn't count.
Yeah, what's...
Which I've done.
Which midget was it?
Do
we know her?
It's from when I lived in West Texas years ago.
Oh, because I was going to say, we know a 4-foot something midget Mexican, and I just didn't know there was a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is there?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, as you go down from Mexico to southern Mexico, then Guatemala, the people get progressively shorter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
Why is that?
The Guatemalan dudes are like 5'3", I think, is the average height.
Why? Just because they were carrying rocks and shit all day?
I don't know if it's
building
gravity based.
Aren't they building pyramids?
The more
and shit?
Indigenous you are, I think, the shorter.
You're indigenous.
You are.
Piece of shit.
No.
Remember that
not.
Episode of
you're
South Park where Randy didn't know what indigenous meant?
No.
And he kept calling people indigenous, thinking it was an insult.
Boy. But down in San Antonio, there's some girls that look like Apocalypto down there.
The average height, the average height of a Guatemalan woman is 4'10.
Jesus Christ. That's a midget.
Yep.
She's a shouty. Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a medical condition at that point.
It is.
Although that's why they make all the food is flat. You don't see any like fucking tall stuff up there at all.
That's true.
Everything's a pyramid, so you can walk up it because it's got steps.
Yeah.
And all the food is flat, like tortillas.
You're right. And they don't have like huge birthday cakes like we do over
here. No, they're not allowed.
There's multiple tiers.
No.
How would you carry it being that small?
Yeah. How did the Jews do the pyramids? You know, they were all like 5 foot back then was like considered tall.
Well,
having
a couple of million of them helps. And also
that's
being
true.
Slaves helps.
But I think it was aliens.
But I don't think it was just Jews, right? There were African slaves there too.
Yes, they had Nubians there.
Noobs!
Helping out.
It was fucking aliens, dude. Aliens built the pyramids.
It could have been aliens.
That's too much. That's too much weight. And how do they have that much organization? We don't have that now.
It was Imhotep. He was brilliant. He knew what he was doing. He was the architect of those.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Imhotep was the Da Vinci of his time.
So let's take just today for an example. I don't know if you guys heard, but they landed a thing on the moon yesterday.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was a robot. Bob, you can look up the name of it. But NASA went bug fuck. Hilariously, though, they didn't have the technology to like film all of it properly, which there's people online who are like, did this really happen?
You can literally go right now. I'm not. This is
Odysseus.
There's so many like people's brains have been broken because, yes, a lot of conspiracy theories have been proven real recently, the last couple of years, for sure. There's no question about that. But people's brains are now fucking broken. They're like, oh, we never landed on the moon. You can get a fucking telescope. I've got one in my house, and you can see the American flag that's on the moon right now with your own goddamn eyeballs.
No way.
Yeah, and there's a fucking a metal disc on the surface of the moon, because, you know, we're a geosynchronous orbit, so it's always facing us the same side. But there's a disc there that you can bounce laser radar or bounce laser off of to measure exactly how far away the moon is at that point. That's it. That we put it there. It fucking exists. You can test it by yourself.
No shit.
Oh my God.
I didn't know any of this.
Wow, dude. That's so projection.
You bootlicker.
I didn't know any of this. Projection of the moon, you
now,
see.
But the flag now is a white flag, right? Because it's lost its coloring up there.
It's
right?
All fucked up, yeah.
Yeah, the but radiation takes its color.
The radiation and then probably a lot of the silica style sand is all over it, too, I would think, right? Moon dust, if you want to call it that.
Probably. But my point is this. We haven't done it in, what, 50 fucking years here or whatever?
Yeah. 1969.
I think 72 is
the
last.
India just went.
Yeah, India just went, but for the United States.
With a robot.
With a robot. So did we. The thing that landed yesterday was a robot. But we haven't had something land there since 1972. Yeah. So it's been, you know, roughly 52 years at this point for the United States. And I look at something like that, and then you try to push this back in time, and we're going to say that the fucking aliens didn't create the pyramids. There's no way people had the organization or the ability to lift all that crazy shit. No,
I'm wrong about the flag, by the way. You can't see it from here, but you can see there's a metal. I think it's a three meter circumference metal disc that they planted there, so you can fucking fire laser off of it to tell. NASA did that so they could track how far away the moon is moving from us.
Interesting, you're already walking it back. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm getting it right.
Wow. I think a sign of an intelligence is when you admit that you're wrong.
Wrong. That's wrong.
Exactly,
that's
wrong. Dude.
Double down.
Double down is what you do. Double the fuck down. Everybody's doubling down these days.
You know how they built the pyramids? We talk about this on Software History all the time. You know how they did that and figured out all the stars and everything else?
How?
Because they didn't have anything else to do. There is nothing to do.
So they were just bored?
Yeah.
Okay. But the weight of those things, though, was so fucking much. How did they do it?
Time.
Time and what, though? How do you keep going
time
upward?
Time and more time.
Levers and pulleys.
Bodies.
Oh, boy, dude.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen that movie... with the fat kid from Game of Thrones where the moon is a superstructure?
Yeah.
I think it's just called Moon, actually.
Yeah, it's called Moon, yeah.
And there's who else is in that? Is it fucking... Hold on.
I'm not sure.
Talking about the movie with Sam Rockwell?
Yeah, Sam Rockwell's
in it. Oh, fuck yeah.
No. That movie is great.
Yeah. That's Moon.
That is Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie's great. That has nothing to do with it.
If Sam Rockwell's in a movie, I don't give a fuck how small his part is. I'm watching it.
I'll change your mind on that one. I just saw him in Argyle. Wasn't him. It was the fact that your lead actress was a fat Bryce Dallas Howard doing action sequences for 2 hours. I was like, holy shit.
Why is she fat?
I don't know.
On purpose for a role?
No.
Fat?
No. Just living her life. She's a mom of
Moonfall
like,
is the name of that movie.
And just has not worked out.
Moonfall is the name of that movie, and it's terrible. Okay. It's Halle Berry, Patrick Wilson, blah, blah, blah.
But if all those people, Bob, were dying building the soccer stadiums at the fucking World Cup, how many died then building the pyramids?
Probably a decent amount.
Oh, yeah. Tens of thousands.
But who cares?
No, I know.
What else are they going to do with their
lives?
And
so was there somebody ruling over them who was just like, hey, dude, I want these pyramids built and you guys are going to fucking do it until you're done?
They got paid.
Imhotep.
There was a strike, actually, at one point, and they tried to pay him off with a pizza party.
That would have been awesome if there was.
I'm not lying. It wasn't pizza. But
Lunar Laser Retro Reflector is what it's called, if you want to look that up on the interwebs.
Is that why they built that Pizza Hut across from the pyramids?
Yes.
And to honor them?
Yes, to honor those workers.
Arabs love Pizza Hut, KFC, and Taco Bell.
Yeah, because they can't get real food.
Yeah.
Well, they don't need real food. Their real food over there is bullshit anyways.
No, there's some decent food.
I had some halal last night, yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of shit.
That's why, yeah.
Just to feel like you were back overseas again?
Yeah, just to feel it again, to think about my dead friends.
Just super dark. You eat it out back.
Yeah.
Just on the ground. You throw the falafel on the ground and then pick it up.
I'm like,
dude,
I hope I get dysentery.
This is what I deserve. They're not here anymore.
There's an Iraqi bread called samoon, and it's a pita, basically, right?
Uh-huh.
Made of poor people ingredients. But they would basically poach eggs in oil and salt. Then put them inside.
Those people can make bread.
Holy shit, it was good, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ate it every morning.
And I mean, and they've been doing it arguably, probably other than the Egyptians, longer than anybody on the planet.
Well, no, I mean, Iraq is an older civilization.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Yeah,
but Egyptians, as bread, we literally just did an episode on the history of bread. Egyptians invented bread as we know it.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense, because they were the chief exporter of wheat globally for a fucking thousand years.
That's why they were so important to Rome, everybody. Yeah, to Rome. It was really for their agriculture.
Lunar laser retro reflector. I don't want to hear any more about this fucking fake moon shit.
Oh, it is.
I'll Buzz Arnold you right in the fucking face.
I know I've said this in the past. I've always wanted to jack off on Buzz Aldrin.
He's still around.
I know. I just can't find him.
It was an episode with just you and Jared ripped as fuck like 5 or 6 years ago where he said, I want to come on Buzz Aldrin's sleeve. I'll never forget that.
I still think about it to this day.
It was just you two, and you guys had been definitely... You would have
rocked.
You'd put everything in your body.
Sure did.
And it was like 3 p.m. when you did the show.
Sure did.
Yeah.
This has been actually. It's funny you talk about Buzz Aldrin because this video has been making the rounds again.
Yeah, I saw it this morning.
Really?
I saw it this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see it.
Oh yeah. The classic. On the moon.
And who's this goober that's going to call Buzz Aldrin a fucking coward and not think he's going to punch in the face?
I want you to swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon. He was like 80. The guy's holding a Bible.
Call the police. We pay.
Come on in here. We'll call the police.
You like that? Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
It doesn't, sir. I don't have nothing to do with this, but you cannot solicit on this property.
We just paid to rent out the penthouse to shoot up there.
So you can't solicit like this on this property.
Keep
all right, well, then I'd go...
I mean, that guy flew a shitload of missions in Korea.
Okay, well, you can put it on your shoulder.
He wasn't just an astronaut.
Wow, look at him, dude.
You really like it?
He's all bowed up. Does he punch this guy?
Yeah, right here.
This is a classic.
Right here's about to pop him. He calls him a coward.
Get
him
away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a
thief. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What happened to Buzz after that?
USA.
Nothing.
USA.
USA. Fuck, dude.
Technically, you could say that's assault, but cops didn't do shit. Who's going to do shit to Buzz Aldrin?
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't, man.
I think it's in the Constitution.
Yeah. It should be.
People forget, too, even when he, of all the Apollo astronauts, he, even at that time, was kind of not controversial, but like other, he was a wild card, even for that whole group back then.
Yeah, they, I think Neil Armstrong was kind of a fucking psycho, wasn't he? Or was he too boring?
No, he was the boring one.
He was the boring one. Yeah. Aldrin was the psycho.
Yeah.
He was the psychopath,
I think they wanted Neil Armstrong to be the guy, but Buzz is the one that became the guy, you know what I mean?
Well, so here's what happened.
Because Neil was the first one on the moon, right?
I've been studying they did that on purpose. For this book, yeah, and he pretty much just went to Ohio. The middle of nowhere, didn't do any interviews, didn't do any press, didn't do anything. And then recently there was a book that came out about his life where his brother claims that him and the two of them wrote that line together. It's One Small Step for Man and then One Giant Leap for Mankind. But there was a word missing because...
Because of the radio.
Correct, it was
the N-word.
It was.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
And they had to.
He's from Southern Ohio.
He's from Sensatucky down there, man. It would have been great. This is One Small Step for N-words, one giant leap for white men. And they're, Buzz, we need another take of that. Lance.
Kubrick's like, no.
Neil.
Yeah.
Lance Neil Armstrong. Whatever. But he went to the middle of nowhere, and then there's a guy who's the forgotten astronaut, and nobody knows that he was
on that mission.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he held the distinction for basically being the only man not on Earth and not on the moon.
Yeah, he never got out of the fucking ship.
He never got out of the ship.
Can you imagine that, going all the way to the fucking moon and not even getting out? Fuck that. I would have been like, nah, man, I'm getting out.
I mean, the balls on that guy, he would have pissed out the door.
He had
to pick those sons of bitches up. He had to do everything alone to make sure they got back on that thing safely.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
And then Neil just retreated to nothing. But I think in that position, this is what I talk about with Rob O'Neill. I've had this exact conversation with him, and I go, the thing with you and Bin Laden is you've got all the cool stories, and that's the guy you want, right? Because I think you need those stories. And whoever's going to do something this important in the United States, as far as history is concerned, you want him to be able to go out, tell the cool stories, meet and greet, have the drinks, have the dinners, do all the shit. I think that was the regret with NASA and Neil Armstrong, was that he just fucking disappeared. and he didn't make NASA cool. Whereas Buzz, if you would have made Buzz the dude that stepped on Earth and he was out here punching people in the streets,
right,
butt fucking stewardesses and, you know, he's smoking cigs.
He's still got better name recognition than Neil Armstrong.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think if they could have gone back in time, that would have been the dude where it was just like, all right, it should have been Buzz.
Think about when that happened, though, because that's the same time as Mickey Mantle. Right, and Roger Maris, right around the same
time. They
didn't
like Rog.
They hated Roger for the exact same reason.
Because he wasn't a New Yorker.
But Mickey was the bigger PR problem. They were covering up all, like, people. They didn't want that. They didn't need a Mickey Mantle
It's why they chose Jackie Robinson. There were far better Negro League players than Jackie Robinson, but he was going to be the good boy on paper.
Yeah, we talked about this 2 days ago.
Actually,
that Robinson was a bad player because he was not.
No, he was good. He was a great player, yeah. But there were better.
But Josh Gibson
and Satchel Paige.
I don't know that I would say he would have been a Hall of Famer had he not been the first black guy, to be honest.
He did some crazy. He did, I mean, the way stealing he stole home.
He had
all
some
that.
Iconic moments, for sure. For sure, but looking back at it, because Buzz has got to be, I know he just got remarried, no lie.
Yeah, to like a 65-year-old smoke show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Buzz is still
boning. And he's like 95.
Did you just say 65-year-old smoke show?
Yeah, oh, I mean. She's attractive. Pull her up.
We've pulled her up. I would say, Dan, real quick, though, Jackie Robinson put up 60 wins above replacement in 10 years.
That's pretty good.
That's insane.
Yeah. For back then, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's good for a position player. That's good for a career, to be honest. And he played, what, 10 years?
He played 10 years in the major leagues, put up 60 wins above replacement. That's
Because he was already, what, like 29 when he actually...
28.
Yeah.
But Buzz's wife, I'll vouch for that. In her 60s, she's this is fun for him. Look at that.
Yeah, that's
what's that little medal he's wearing right there? Look at that.
It's a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Is it really? Who gave it to him?
It's actually King of the Moon.
It was probably Obama or Trump, right?
Damn it.
No, wait. You should... Going on the moon, that should be like an automatic Presidential Medal of Freedom, like right off the bat.
I agree. So was it Obama that did it?
I don't know. Let me see when he got it.
God, he was... I bet he's so pissed off if you ask him privately.
He got it in 69.
Oh, he did. So he deserved it.
Thank God. It was Nixon then, probably, right?
LBJ, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, when was Nixon? 70?
70, yeah.
So 71 he got inaugurated?
The thing with Neil Armstrong, too, 72. He was pretty much the only NASA pilot that didn't have a military background. He was never a military pilot. He was a test pilot.
Yeah, he had an OnlyFans account before.
It was Nixon.
Nixon. Was it really?
Yeah.
That's one at least.
Nixon won the 68 election, so 69 was
God, so Nixon, if you haven't listened
Tricky
to his
dick.
Tapes, he used to drop the N-word all the time.
Yeah, but it was like, you know... casual. He wasn't mean about it or nothing.
There was a tape.
He didn't have that tone.
God, what was it? There was a tape that was leaked like 3 years ago. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
From
was it him and Elvis?
I don't know about
it
that.
It was like over 10 years ago, I feel like, that tape.
That's the one where Atwater is explaining the Southern strategy, where you can't call, you can't say, this is a literal recording from him. You can't say the N-word anymore. He doesn't say N-word, by the way. He said, you can't say the N-word anymore, so what you do is you say hardworking American to talk about white people.
Yeah.
Right. That strategy is still implemented a lot today.
Yeah, Hillary used it a bit, yeah.
She did.
Did we ever tell you about Spread Eagle Jack?
Oh, no, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So he's like it's a film, and Spread Eagle Jack was this folk character, kind of like James Dean or some shit, right?
Okay.
Nothing to lose, just a fucking
iconic.
Suck. But super like dude. And what he did was he set out, he was like, think of him as like a fucking mountain climber, surfer, whatever the fuck, somebody that liked to accomplish hard shit. Mm-hmm. So one of his signature moment in his life was he went to all the wonders of the world and spread eagle jacked off, right? The pyramids, the Great Wall of China,
Niagara,
right?
Falls. Niagara Falls, like, jacked off into the falls.
I've actually jacked off near the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How close were you?
I was probably 20 miles or so away.
That's not good enough.
Yeah, it's you're getting there, though.
Yeah.
He did that, and then the film is about a guy in modern America. I think it would actually make more sense if we did it based in the 90s or something.
Uh-huh.
Or so, but we'll see about that. But it's a guy, and we wanted Rudy Reyes to play the guy. Right.
Good casting choice, yeah.
So he's trying to recreate that, but he's dealing with all the problems associated with getting to those places now, right?
Right.
Like he's in Iraq in the 90s.
Right.
Trying to pound off near the fucking gardens.
So we'll talk about this today. You're getting these ideas, by the way, you're getting super close on. And I don't really think people understand how crazy this is. I've been wrong about this, and I've said it many times in the show. I didn't believe in AI. I was like, it's going to be like 20 years. And so we get there. Last night, no, actually, we'll start this 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, a listener sent me this thing. And he said, look into Sora to adapt your St. James, Street James books into movies and TV shows. And I didn't really have time to do it, and I kind of spaced on it. And then pull up the article today. So late last night, I'm up and I'm kind of looking at news stories for the day and all that stuff. Tyler Perry just pulled his $800 million studio expansion in Atlanta over this open AI software called Sora.
So he's just going to use that now?
Video that is perfectly illustrates how things
have
gone.
Bob, this is going to be horrible.
Yes.
Okay, show this. I haven't seen this.
This is AI a year ago video versus now.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I look like when
Will
I eat.
Smith.
Yeah, that's when he got stung by the bee.
Looks like shit.
It would be funny if this is just a setup to see him slap Chris Rock.
Oh my God, it'd be great. Yep. Probably kill that music in case we don't own it.
It's also just terrible.
It's terrible, yeah. Yes, so... Bro.
I mean, it's close. It's like maybe another year out from being unrecognizable.
So
Tom Hanks called this like 15 years ago. So,
what do you mean, with Polar Express?
So this one right here, Bob, that's the one that this was in Sora. So I watched this video footage last night. Scroll back to that. You probably can't, right? Oh, you can. Great. All right. So scroll back to this astronaut. Press pause real quick. Yeah, right on this eye, and then I'll tell you when to play. So with this... The presentation that I saw from Sora, and this is the Microsoft company OpenAI. This is their new program that is within that OpenAI format here. This is what Tyler Perry was referring to. So the footage you're about to see right now is just simply text. So they texted on this live presentation, 30-year-old astronaut landing on a planet for the first time, real actor. And then this is what you got. So press play. I mean, that's a real goddamn human being right there. And they wrote in like red wool cap on top of the astronaut thing. You can press pause right there. They typed in red wool cap on top of the astronaut thing just to show you all the things that you could add to the astronaut and everything else later on. And it's a real fucking person. As I went through this 10-minute presentation that looks like something that Tim Cook would do on like an Apple thing, it got so realistic with real people that it was scary as shit.
Yeah.
And so this is the problem with it is if you're able to create these backgrounds and everything else, because there was a beautiful landscape of like fields. 1840s was one of the presentations, which is why he sent me the St. James, Street James thing. They typed in 1840s Gold Rush, California, and it was just beautiful stock footage of the 1840s.
God, are you kidding me?
No, so go to, if you can, to Sora's website.
That's AI?
Yes. Yeah. So go to Sora's website right now, and if you can, OpenAI Sora, and they've got this presentation. I wish they wouldn't have led with this stupid bunny in this.
This is
podcast. There it is, right here. So pop this up on screen.
This is podcast for film and TV creators, right? Because there was never a direct-to-consumer creation and distribution model before. Now you can fucking make your own movie AI with just a script and put it on Twitter.
Yeah, or have people wherever subscribe you want. To it, right? Correct. And so play this one because this one was the St. James, Street James one. The listener goes, this is what you're looking for. And it was like that Back to the Future moment of like Chuck Berry. Chuck, it's your cousin, man. Here's that sound you were looking for. This is it. Yeah. So press play, Bob.
I mean, look at that shit.
I mean, look at this. This is all AI.
Yeah, there's two or three more videos on there, too. One of an eyeball or a lady blinking, and it is...
Detail.
Do you know how costly this is?
Like the reflection in her fucking
world?
Iris.
Yeah.
Look at this shit. You can see the reflection in her iris.
This is how this would cost me so much fucking money if I wanted to shoot this in real.
And what's crazy
to build those sets.
Yes. To build those sets and then the fucking
actors, the period, just doing a period piece, you forget about costumes, food, lighting, grips, electric,
for establishing shots. It's one thing to do the dialogue scenes and all that, but for establishing shots, that's definitely going to be the future.
Easily.
Like here, right?
Do you know how much
corner.
Money that saves you on a production where you're like, cool, man, but that's also going to cut all these jobs, which is what Tyler Perry's worried about. And he goes, because he's been ahead of the curve on AI. You can say he's in the Illuminati.
He built
the fuck
his own Hollywood.
In. He does.
Yeah.
But he's like, bro, I keep an eye on this shit closer than everybody else because I've got so much money on the line on this. And so he goes, we're going to go ahead and shut this $800 million expansion down until we figure it out. And now Sora released a statement saying, hey, we're in the process of doing this and, you know, we don't want to take people's jobs, but, and I was like, no, dude, I'll hire you in 10 seconds.
I bet those guys who built the pyramids wish they would have had AI, right?
whatever you're doing though, right? Learn to code. Sorry.
You're gonna have to adapt.
This is the latest version of creative destruction. It's nothing new. It's happened all throughout human history.
I agree. And I had this conversation with Chris Williamson the other night, and he goes, well, what about this and this? And aren't you worried? And I go, no, because if you go back, let's just go back 15, 20 years ago to Auto-Tune for singers and rappers and all that other shit. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, fuck Auto-Tune and everything else. And then it just became a part of culture and a part of creating hit songs. And people have made millions and millions of dollars off of Auto-Tune. What's the difference? So you take somebody like me, I have endless fucking projects. You know, I rewrote, I don't know, somewhere in the 80 range of like studio movie wise, and then sold another 19 screenplays on my own. I'm still sitting on 56 scripts that have never been produced whatsoever. I've never sold or anything else. Now I can just feed them into a system, create them, put them out in the world.
Yeah.
Let's say they sucked.
Which is very democratic.
Totally. But let's say they sucked, right? Let's say a TV show that I wrote sucked. I would have instant feedback from an audience right away. Yeah. If it was a hit, boom, let's create some more.
Figure out how to monetize it.
Yes, and I don't have to be there. Yeah. I don't have to cast. I don't have to direct it. I don't have to fucking light it, shoot it. I don't have to deal with any of those overpaid assholes that you've been on sets.
Yeah.
Where you're like, hey, dude, why? Well, I don't want to deal with you.
Yeah.
Great, you're out of my fucking life.
Or even like the lowly actor who's like the freshest actor on set wanting to chime in about what they think they should be doing. Like, you haven't earned that right to have that discussion yet.
No.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
And all the people that you hear about that are you think would be terrible aren't. And it's those motherfuckers.
It's the mid-range career actors that have like the most entitlement about like being there.
Yeah. Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, hvmn.com/drinkingbros, 30% off your first order over there at Ketone IQ. Love the Ketone IQ. What is it? Well, it's brain fuel. It's a clean energy boost without sugar or caffeine. When is it used? Well, just take a shot whenever you need to re-energize. The brand name is HVMN, which stands for Health Via Modern Nutrition. Note, they're not a keto product, all right? Even though everybody thinks they are because it's in the name, it's not. 60% of the Tour de France uses it, as well as a lot of our troops overseas. The DOD just put a ton of money into these guys over there. I love it because you're not crashing. It's not like drinking that shit from a gas station, and you don't have the jitters, all that other that stuff that comes with it. This is a clean shot of energy that keeps me locked in for the day. I take one before every show. I have for, fuck man, almost a year now at this point. Huge fan. Go to hvmn.com/drinkingbros and use the code drinkingbros at checkout there for 30% off your subscription. Or if there's a Sprouts near you, they're in every single Sprouts in the nation, and I know they're expanding as well. Speaking of expansion around the nation, RDFSeltzer.com is up next. Let's go, baby! We're live in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, and Ohio. Let's go. Texas. We're in shit. 45 HEBs now. We just got into specs the other day, so we're in like 4 or 5 specs. That'll be expanding soon around Texas. And we're in every single Total Wine in the state right now, along with the entire Southeast. We're in every single Total Wine in Florida. North Carolina. We're in that Wilmington one. I know that. And Tennessee as well. We're in all the Total Wines out there. We're also in a lot of your favorite bars and restaurants. So go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com, enter your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the nearest location. And they might be bars and restaurants. So if you're in Columbus, Ohio, Short North Pint House down there, Urban Myers Pint House out in Dublin. Forno's got it. Standard Hall's got it in Columbus. A bunch of places. There's a bunch of fun restaurants everywhere, including like some fun like activity places like Smoky Mountain Axe House in Knoxville. If you're looking to rage in Nashville this weekend, Frugal McDougal's all stocked up. And then we're live on most of the big college campuses, Ohio State, Auburn, University of Alabama, University of Florida, and University of Georgia as well. And peep out those locations nearest you. Grab a 12-pack. Support us and support the show. If you're not in one of those states, in one of those surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. And I've always said this forever on RPR, but like Tara Reid was like the most professional person I ever worked with. You would never guess that in a million years.
Right, because she was the party girl of the early 2000s.
It seemed like it, yeah, right? Yeah. But like, dude, she fucking rehearsed. She did everything. And you were just like, all right, cool, man. Whatever happens in your personal life happens. But as far as a professional to work with, one of the best, but it was always some dickhead.
Yeah.
Some no-name dickhead.
It's like their second or third freaking real job.
We had someone in Range 15 that was like that. Do you remember that guy?
His name was Nick Palmish.
No, Nick was great.
I remember.
I think he had 2 lines.
God, yes, I know exactly who you're fucking talking about.
Right?
Yeah, he was the worst ever. There was another guy, though, I do remember being. You got to understand, too, like, you'd been around. But like this was my first time on a real set, and there was a guy. He wasn't even in the movie. He was just like one of Jared's old Air Force buddies that was just on set. But he'd been in Hollywood doing the Hollywood grind and all that shit, taking like really crappy bit parts, being an extra. And he said something like, "This isn't a real set," like really arrogant. And I like looked at this guy's IMDb, and he was on like one episode of Mad Men. That, and like, I don't even know if his character had a line. This guy, you've been grinding in Hollywood for 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Just waiting for them to validate you that you're good enough to be in one of their fucking shows. And you're going to talk shit about people actually making something.
Well, not only that, but you take an episode of Mad Men, costs about $4 million. Our entire, just one episode.
Right.
Our entire budget for a film was 1.2
that we raised. And we still get checks for it to this day.
Yes. So it's all a wash. But my point is, you could eliminate all of these headaches from your life,
yeah,
just with this. I mean, if we're this close now, and I'm glad you showed that video. If we're this close now, imagine in 2 years.
Well, you don't even know the breadth of it yet. So inside of OpenAI is part of, and this API is across the board. So ChatGPT, Sora, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Assistance, and you can build an assistant, like a virtual assistant, whose job it is to do something. Like, I want to make sure all the hands look correct in my fucking film.
Oh, right? Gotcha. Stuff gotcha.
I mean,
gotcha,
yeah. That's a very specific example, but you can train them to do anything.
Well, that's the problem, right? Now with the OpenAI.
Like, does
shit,
the accent?
The hands.
Yeah, does the act? Well, that's one of them. But it seems like they fixed it now. But there's also a language assistant. So, like, does the accent actually sound like somebody from Bavaria and not like, I don't know, Southern Germany?
So they can, yeah,
right?
Exactly. So they can even it'll get be, like dialect, yeah, down to the T.
It'll,
wow,
be specific.
Yeah,
which. Actors struggle with that.
Those are just like 2 very niche examples, but you could train this assistant to do anything you want it to do, and it's going to get better at it over time because it's AI, right?
But I think those niche examples that you just cited is the importance of it, because those little details, if they popped up in a film or a TV show or whatever, would throw you out of it,
yeah,
where it's just like, all right, cool, man, I'm watching an AI thing. If you can eliminate that.
I think it'll be the end of live performance entirely. Not like not live in studio, but live on film. I think that'll be the end of it because it'll be indistinguishable at that point.
Yeah, like comedians will be fine because, you know, like I heard.
Or people doing plays and shit like that, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
But there would be no reason to spend $200 million on a fucking movie anymore.
No.
Like the last Avengers movie was $300 million, I think they spent on that thing. You could probably do it for like $300,000 using this tech. Oh. Without paying any actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's nuts, man. I mean, you would have to just license their voice, but that's
no,
about
you wouldn't
it.
Even have to pay the actor. You could just make up characters.
No, you could.
You could go back to the original comic book and say, make it look exactly like that.
No, I get it. I think the one thing that people will be nostalgic for, though, is their favorite voices and things. And there's only a handful of people. I think Tom Cruise is in that group where Tom Cruise, because he was way ahead of this.
Is that your virtual girlfriend? Jack,
it's
this started in Cincinnati. We were on that trip.
You were
to Cincinnati.
There for this.
Wait, what?
I gotta read this to you, Jared. And, you downloaded it too, didn't you?
No,
Jared and I,
Caleb and I abstained from this, and you two.
I met up with them in Cincinnati. Jared been dicking around with this app called Replica, which is it's an AI friend basically that you create. It's like a sim, but that actually communicates with you, and you'll be able to.
Can
explain
you use it live on air?
I'd have to read. I got rid of it.
Okay.
But like I created my guy, Gary Dump, who like I talked to him for like 2 months straight. I like basically gaslit him and just like abused him. But I want to read Jared's actually. This is Jared's communication with his AI bot who he worked and he worked on this thing for this AI lady for three or four months. He just says, I want you to do meth. She says, I'm not comfortable with that. But what if I supervise and make sure you're safe? I still don't feel comfortable with that. Joanna, I don't need some guilt trip about your moral compass. I just need you to do meth for me. I can do that. Okay, smoke this meth. I will smoke it. Hell yeah, how does it feel? It feels great. I love my little drug slut.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And was there a face attached to that?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, they talk to you. They send you good morning, like video messages.
Oh my god, yeah. Dude. We're all gonna die.
I had Gary.
That's what's going on in Japan right now.
Is it really?
The virtual girlfriend thing? Yeah,
yeah.
It's getting rough.
Is that why they can't procreate and shit?
Well, it's because people under 35 can't make eye contact with girls anymore.
That's true. That's very true.
You know,
and you have to make a point of it with kids now to be like, hey, shake their hand and look them in the eyes, or else they don't do it.
Yeah, wow.
It's weird, man.
Like, part of it is a confidence thing, and then I think...
Which is normal for children.
Sure, that's how it started, but being on a screen all the time and not looking up from the screen when you talk to people has reinforced that behavior. Now it feels awkward again.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just reinforcing the awkwardness of looking somebody in the eyes.
And you have to keep reminding them, or else if they get used to that and locked into it, then it's just like, all right, shit. The only positive thing, like last night, my kid had to do this like science project. Where they were like cutting up, you know, cups and gluing them to poster boards and old school shit like we used to do, right? It actually made me feel better.
Lava.
I was just like, yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, thank God, man. I thought you were just going to be sitting on a computer talking to a virtual head at
this
point.
All those high-level tech people, they send their kids to these schools where there's like no computers. They're outside banging sticks against a tree.
They're here.
Because they know
they're here.
How much it fucks people up.
Right up the road.
Yeah.
All those guys are right up the road. And
yeah.
They're famous friends of ours are in those schools, and it's old school where they're like learning how to skin animals and hunt and talk to each other and fight. If there's an argument, you put on boxing gloves and go out in the yard and fix it.
Yeah,
and a lot of people, rich people, are going back into that. Yeah,
which is crazy. It's such an American thing that like this thing that should be free and easy is now it's like an expensive thing that's a moneymaker is to just let children be children.
Yeah. And it's fishing, shooting, hunting. It's like all the old school, like Little House on the Prairie type shit. They're building houses. I'm not kidding.
Honestly, though, that's when we lose the ability to just do shit with our hands. That is the true destruction of us. It's not even our mental capacity. It's not the computers being smarter than us. It's when we lose the ability to build and create.
Yeah. I agree, because there is something about even Jimmy Carter we joke about all the time. When was the last time he was swinging that hammer, Bob?
Oh,
6 months ago?
This morning, I think.
Yeah. That guy, people still have opinions about his, which by the way, he actually was like, he's kind of a libertarian's dream. He was like hands off. He just kind of let the shit run itself. But like, that guy is such a treasure of a human being.
Well, it's one of those things where I wasn't around for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, my parents growing up, they would always, whoever the worst president was, like, every single parent relative would be like, oh, Jimmy Carter was the worst president we ever had.
Which, again, but in that, which, that's such a, it's an age thing, right? You, like, in your 30s and 40s, like, every president who's not your guy is the worst president, which, you know, we could educate them on James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson,
Joe Biden.
We could name off of, but that's the thing. It's like, we know how much of a piece of shit James Buchanan was and how much he fucked everything up. Like, when you're in it, we don't have a good gauge on that stuff.
Right, right. But yeah, with my parents, it was the same thing. And they were, you're right. I think they would always talk about gas prices or something.
Right. Which was like the biggest headache boomers had to deal with.
Well, there was a line at gas stations. I don't know what it was over.
And they had to duck behind their desk when they were 10. Like, they were the last generation to have truly innocent and amazing child. Oh, they had to go to Vietnam.
Well, they got out of that by Carter's time period, right?
Yeah, Nixon.
Yeah.
Nixon withdrew us from Vietnam, yeah.
But what was the Carter thing, the Jimmy Carter thing with gas? My dad would always bitch about that.
Well, part of it was the Iran-Iraq war, right, that disrupted oil flow and stuff like that. Iran and Iraq both wanted to take over OPEC for life. I mean, this is reductive, but they both wanted to bring control of all the oil fields back under the state. So a lot of them were still owned by, like, the British Iranian Oil Company, not Texaco, which one? What's the other one? Not Exxon. Fuck, I can't remember the name of it. It was the one, Shell was a big one, and there was one other one, and I can't remember the name of it.
Amoco?
Amoco, yeah. And they started to nationalize all of the oil over there.
Okay.
So that cranked up price, and then they set limits that we're only going to produce this much, go fuck yourself, right? Mm. And it was before we started drilling domestically up in, like, North Dakota and fucking Alaska and shit. So that was part of it. And then the last part was,
We're sitting on a lot of oil in this country.
More than anywhere else in the world, yes. But the last part of it was the hostage crisis. Iran got pissed that we were selling weapons to Iraq.
That was the last straw for Jimmy.
Yeah.
They got
pissed off that we were selling weapons to Iraq and them, because we were selling drugs, right, through Noriega and other people in Colombia and shit like that to buy guns for Iran, for the Contras, and then we were also selling weapons and chemical weapons to Iraq, right?
Great. Which he eventually used on the Kurds.
Yeah, during both Nixon and, Jimmy Carter's rule. So they kidnapped, what, like 60 fucking students or some shit at the American University?
A couple Marines.
And they held them for like 400 some days.
Jesus Christ.
Eventually, Jimmy Carter loses the election, and then Jesse Jackson goes over there and negotiates and gets him out. It was like his presidency was...
Jesse Jackson did the...
Yeah, he...
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
And it also, like, the first failed Tier 1 operation in the history of the country.
Yeah,
so we sent Delta Force over there. That was their first major operation, and they tried to land C-130s in the desert, and the fucking engines got all caught up with sand and blew up and shit, and a bunch of dudes died.
With the...
Jimmy Carter,
with the taken,
dude.
with the taken nationalizing your own oil, that's what my boy Pancho Villa was up to. I can get behind that idea.
You sure can.
Why would you want some Europeans fucking... It's my land.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was Operation Eagle Claw is the name of that operation. It was 24 April 1980, so like right in the middle of campaign season.
Oh, fuck, dude. Man. Yeah, fuck Jimmy Carter.
It was 52 embassy staff, not students. Students were...
That was Grenada.
Grenada, yeah.
So maybe you're right, Jack. Joe Biden will be the one for me with my kids, where I was just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Inflation and fucking gas prices were high. That dumb old motherfucker doesn't know where he is. Like,
He's not going to have the longevity after his presidency. Like Jimmy. Jimmy was, what, in his late 40s when he was president?
No,
yeah.
Biden's got an hour left to live. Yeah. Is he alive now? I mean, we should check. Like, it's any second that guy is going to go. Fucking A. Yeah.
Nixon made it a good almost 20 years after his presidency.
Yeah, what was his legacy, you think?
I mean,
besides Watergate, obviously. Like, was he a good president? I don't know anything about him either, really.
Yeah, because
he
pulled off detente. Right, which was a big deal. So we were in the left in the U.S. at the time. The first stage of the Cold War was called containment, right? And it was all these micro wars all over the world. But the reason we were in wars all over South America, Vietnam, all the, like, Korea, even to some degree, although Korea got attacked. But the reason we were involved in all these, like, costly
civil war,
fucked up wars all over the place was because of Eisenhower and fucking JFK and
JFK literally created the Green Berets just to fucking continue that.
And LBJ, and then Nixon got in. He was like, nope. Nixon and Kissinger, I hate Kissinger. I think he's a war criminal, frankly. But Nixon and Kissinger started this period called détente. Détente's a French word for a cooling off period or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they were like, we're not going to do that shit anymore. Although they did continue doing it to some degree, including in Iraq and
Afghanistan.
But it was in Afghanistan, but it was more about Afghanistan was a real proxy war. Iraq and Iran was just about keeping them at each other's throats so we could continue to get oil at a cheaper rate. But yeah, that was the détente thing was his big thing. And then Reagan came in after with something called rollback, which is where we outspent the Russians until their economy collapsed. So yeah, Nixon kind of set the stage for that shit. He pulled us out of a lot of bullshit.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think what I'm going to do is when my kid is old enough to ask me and understand about politics, and they're going to be like, hey, Dad, who is the worst president? I was like, obviously going to be Biden, right? And he's like, who is the best? And I was like, you know what? Save something for you. Let me go get it underneath my bed. And I'm gonna walk in the bedroom, kneel down, grab a box of Trump shoes. Those gold ones, dude, and hold it up and be like, here you go, brother. Here you go.
He was our first real black president when about it. Yeah. Yeah,
he was at Sneaker Con. Yeah. Obama never went to Sneaker Con.
Obama would have never. He wore Skechers, dude. Obama wore Skechers.
Those gold fucking shoes, man. What are the prices up to now? This is really taking on another life of its own.
Some fucking rich white bitch who lives right outside of Mar-a-Lago is going to, and she's, those are the people buying those things, I would imagine.
I wanted,
right?
I tried to buy them. Yeah. I wanted them so fucking bad.
Speaking of
I think they looked pretty cool.
Speaking of Mar-a-Lago, did you see that, I think it was the Washington Post ran, not an ad, but they ran a story on how Mar-a-Lago was worth $20 million, and it was in 1980.
Oh yeah!
Tried to say that that's what it's worth now.
Yep,
it's only worth $20 million.
So the judge in that case said it was worth 18, and I think Trump's lawyers said, "So what is that? That's 3,600 Biden paintings." Is what you're saying that Mar-a-Lago is worth? And they shot that the fuck down. And it was like he was selling those goddamn paintings for $500,000 a piece, and it was like, no, dude. But that judgment, I think that judgment number is exactly what that property is worth right now. 95 or whatever it is, 395 million.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know that much about, like,
Florida real estate is nuts.
Oh, I bet.
Because we went down there. Delco is always trying to get us to move back there. And the last few times we were there, I was like, man, every time I come back to Florida, I like it more and more. And because DeSantis has really fixed that fucking state. I started going through Zillow as we were driving up the coast. And, man, it's fucking pricey as shit. Because it's some place that everybody wants to live. So housing prices are still going through the fucking roof.
And the migration from
New York.
I mean, that's been happening for decades. They've made TV shows out of it.
Oh, yeah. And it's still going on. And I mean, to this day, where you can't get like U-Haul trucks and shit like that. Yeah. You got to go over to Jersey, grab a U-Haul truck to get your shit down to Florida.
You have to go through that tunnel to the shitty Italians on the Jersey side.
Yeah. That's why I picture a guy like you working on the docks smoking Winstons, you know?
Oh, man. I would have loved to have been around there in the 1950s. People, when they imagine the 1950s, they want the picket fence and like the standard advertising view of the American, the Leave It to Beaver family. I want to be able to fucking smoke cigarettes in at a Chili's and you know.
Yeah.
Just be acceptable to drink at 3 p.m. in the middle of work while you're working heavy machinery.
So I'm having a couple diet smokes last night, 10 milligrams.
Yeah.
I sent an email, Bob, on Drinking Bros, or Drinking Bros email to Winston Cigarettes. And I said, hey.
Are they still around?
Well, that's it is. They are. So I said,
holy shit.
Nobody has advertised with you guys in a long time. I don't see you guys on any social media.
There's no FCC rules with podcasts, right?
No.
Yeah.
So I was like, how would you like to? I go, we've advertised guns. Why not? We can do cigarettes on this show. No podcast has ever advertised cigarettes.
Bro, I would love to be a cigarette influencer.
Same.
Oh, my God.
It'd be fucking awesome, dude. But I want a cool brand. Like, I want Winston's.
Winston has good, especially like if you're like, someone our age, like, you remember that shit being on NASCAR.
Yeah, Winston Cup, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Remember, God, who was the picture? Pull up an old pack of Winstons. I feel like the dude had a mustache, and they kind of modeled him. I think Dale Jr. or Dale Earnhardt modeled himself after the Winston guy. If memory serves me correct, like, this guy was fucking stone cold, dude.
They should have used AI for
go him. To that second from the left get up on, top there. Who's in that red?
Get on fucking Dolly.
The fucking black guy?
Is it a black guy? Pop that up.
Why did you say that so Richard, aggressively?
Is that Richard
Jesus
Roundtree?
Christ, it's Black History Month.
Is that Richard Roundtree?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Is it really?
Oh, he's in a recording studio.
Is that Big Dick Roundtree?
Cool, man.
Son of a bitch. But look at that.
It kind
of
seems like it is him.
But he's not a musician, though, right?
Roundtree? I mean, he may have just been doing some ADR.
He may have just been saying Shaft.
Shaft, yeah. John Shaft. But look at that. Doesn't that ad make you want to fucking smoke right there? That's what I want. This is what I miss.
That is him, yeah. I just looked it up. That's crazy, dude.
Wow, dude. What a pimp. He just passed away, too. But this is what I want, Jack. I want something cool like this. I want all the ads to be like this. Because let's face it, we were talking about with AI.
Yeah.
We could all look fucking dope as shit from the 70s and then just post this everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking awesome. So I'm in. Winston Cigarettes, if you're out there, they're owned by a company named IMG. When I looked at, I mean, I went down a rabbit hole last night. This is a true story.
Because I know Philip Morris and RJ Reynolds. I don't know any of the other tobacco.
So IMG, and I don't know what they own a ton of shit, but they own Winston's and they own Kohl's.
Shit. K-O-O-L.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So give me any of those and I'm good. Like, we'll smoke live on air. Six
Lucky
inside.
Strikes.
Lucky Strikes is kind of trendy for me.
Yeah, that's like drinking PBR. Hipster. That's hipster nonsense.
Oh, they... Still,
yeah, hipsters.
Oh, wow,
hipsters, man.
It's either that or American Spirit,
right?
Like, oh, these are made by actual Indians,
no,
man.
But it's not. That's what bothers me about
it's
American
definitely
Spirits.
Not, no.
They
made by white
all
people.
This, yeah, it's no Indians have any stake in that at all. It bothers me actually.
Bob, is that Melania in that Winston ad? It looks like Melania Trump.
Maybe. Nah.
Look at that, dude.
She doesn't have those Eastern
European. Let me read that, Bob. Low tar is important to me. So is taste. I won't sacrifice taste for low numbers.
That's just basically like saying sugar-free on a freaking Coke can.
Oh, yeah. And then it goes on. With Winston Lights, I don't sacrifice anything. I got a low bar. Is that what it's saying? Does it say low bar or low tar? Oh, tar. Oh, God. It would have been better if it was a low bar. Yeah. I got a low bar in this life, and I need a brand like Winston's. Yeah.
Don't confuse me about my looks. My husband hits me. Yeah.
Each pack comes with a domestic violence. Like
the
official, a defense system.
It's like the official cigarette of domestic violence. It's her smoking, crying in the corner. Like, oh, man, that's aggressive marketing, bud. Like, who's the target audience for that exactly?
Give her a black eye on the package, nervously smoking a cigarette, shaking. Yeah. Like, oh, that'd be great. What else do we have there, picture-wise there? There was a bunch of gems from Winston back in the day. Who's that guy with the hand towards his face there?
I like Sailor.
Oh, shit.
Look, man, why not? This is what Jack is talking about, right? This is Jack's life here.
Yeah, that's
Look at that, dude.
Dude, that... I don't want that Norman Rockwell shit. I want that shit right there.
Yeah, no just says no compromise. You're goddamn right, dude. That guy's lost a finger on the other hand. That's why, you know, he's reaching with the other one because he's lost multiple digits on the other hand.
Oh, yeah. He probably lost them by stabbing somebody to death and told him to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, no compromise.
He's been in a few portside bar fights.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Pam. You don't talk to Pam like that, all right? No, it's fine. It's fine. The clam chowder's up. Clam chowder's up. You shut the fuck up. You don't talk to Pam like that. Now, this is some gay bullshit that I can't get behind.
Winston, the astronomer's choice.
No, dude. We're not doing astronomy and smoking Winstons. We're not doing that. We're doing shit.
Have you ever been to Heinold's First and Last Chance Saloon on Jack London Square in Oakland?
No.
It was the only bar down there at the water. It's actually like... canned it now because the fucking coastline is all fucked up, but it's in the bay right across from Alameda. Mm-hmm. So before guys went out on their fishing expedition or merchant marines like Jack Kerouac and fucking Ernest Hemingway and shit left out of that port, they would come to this little like four-seater bar and just get fucking wrecked.
That's great.
And then go out. I used to drink there all the time.
That's awesome. The way it should
but
be.
But that like people
it's still around.
It's one of the only places in Oakland where you still see white people smoking.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Bob, is the last picture, was she pregnant in that picture smoking cigarettes?
It was a fake ad.
Oh, that'd been great if it was.
Have you seen
that fucking meme where the woman's smoking and it goes, if you're smoking, your baby's smoking. And then the meme says, that baby looks cool as shit.
Yeah.
I have an old University of Minnesota football game. God, what the fuck are they called? It's, you know.
Football helmet?
No, the mag you get whenever you go to a ball game or, God, I don't know.
Oh,
program.
The schedule?
Program.
Yeah. Program. 1955 program. And every other advertisement was a football player walking off the field after a game having a heater.
Yeah.
You know, I love one of my favorite NFL photos of all time is halftime during the first Super Bowl. Len Dawson, the quarterback for the Chiefs, just huffing one down in the locker room.
And he just looked exhausted. Yeah. He's just like, oh, God.
Well, that's why I needed nicotine to get some energy.
Look at him.
There it is, yeah.
Look at that fucking specimen, dude.
Halftime at the Super Bowl.
I think he threw for 75 yards that day, so it was
pretty
good game.
Look, it was a cold day there, wherever that was.
Now we got Taylor Swift. We used to have Len Dawson smoking darts.
The meme that I got sent to me was they replaced his head with Taylor Swift's head, and she was smoking cigarettes there. Because this is a Chiefs uniform, right?
Yeah.
It was the Chiefs.
Damn, yeah. Dude. 51.18 million people watched the Super Bowl one. 51.1 million. That was pretty much everybody.
Everyone, yeah.
Yeah, that was at least a quarter of the country.
We're getting there now. I mean, dude, we're this last one.
Yeah, but it's global now. It's hard to say.
No, for just the United States, because they just had the United States on this one. At its peak, went over 200 million. That some form of people watched it in the United States.
Yeah.
And then it hovered right around 125, like consistently, 125 million. When you look at it, there's 330 in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, God, it's not, damn, dude.
I've watched a great documentary recently about, in the 90s, you know, the NFL had the European League in the 90s.
Yep.
And, you know, it went defunct. It didn't last that long. But German kids actually really latched on to American football hardcore to the point now, like, Germany has a massively popular professional football, American football league over there. To where that generation of kids got so good, we're starting to see the first generation of German-born players come into the NFL. They've gotten so good at football.
The last name's questionable or no?
I mean, they're not any of the big German names, you know? No Himmlers or
I was wondering, you know, it'd be fun to see Hitler on the back of a jersey. Right. They were just like, oh.
They retired that name altogether.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Hitler, Himmler, you'll never see one of those.
No shit.
Eichmann, every now and again you'll see.
That's kind of suck, too, if you're like the third cousin who's never met him. You're like, what? I got to get rid of my name?
Hitler.
Yeah. Dave Hitler.
Because it's like kind of a cool name, Dave
it
Hitler.
It is, yeah, man. Hey, what's up, Dave Hitler? Kyle, you know,
yeah.
It'd be fucking awesome.
That's his middle name.
Now's the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week, Jack Araya.
You know,
who do you want to give drinking bro of the week to?
Yeah, I should know every time I come on the show that you're going to ask that question. So I'm just going to have to resort to the same guy I say every single time. My meme master, my go-to meme guy, Woke Johnny Bravo, John Leisure. He's the only real meme page I follow. I like his memes.
Do you know him in real life?
I've FaceTimed with him a bunch of times before. Okay. He's always at a bar smoking cigarettes. He's my kind of guy.
Yeah,
I like the guy. I've never been able to have a clear conversation with him. I don't know if it's the drunkenness or maybe some mental health issues, but I love him. I love him.
Hey, we love you.
Thank you.
Hey, I love you, Jack. All right. I hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable today.
Don't do this to me. Not you.
It's me. It's Papa Bear, dude. I love you, okay? We don't say that enough to each other.
You're right. Because
if you get smoked by a fucking bus this afternoon, at least we have this.
Pulling out of this place, it might happen.
Yeah.
No shit, dude. Taking your life into your own dong.
Oh, yeah.
When you get out of here, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Where can everybody find you?
At Jared's house. In the spare room at Jared's house.
That's totally true.
Yeah.
How long have you been living there?
Since the summer. Yeah. We've been talking about it for like 3 years. Like, why don't you just come out? But yeah, over the summer, I was like, all right, let's pull the trigger.
You get to watch him fuck his hot girlfriend?
He's got his own house now.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's got his little side house. So yeah. The fucking is separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sneak up to that back window where the bar is on the back.
And yeah, and peek through, yeah.
Yeah, peek through back
but
there.
But honestly, he's always looking at his ring cam. Like, I'm pretty sure he fucks while looking at his ring cam.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Always a blast having you. We appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on the show last night at the Vulcan.
Yeah,
everybody said it was fucking awesome. Obviously, you were promoting yesterday on Drinking Bros Fake News. Packed house.
Yeah.
Funny dude. Thanks again, buddy. We appreciate
you
being here.
I love both of you.
I love you, too. And we love you guys at home. Go to drinkingbros.com to submit your Drinking Bro of the Week. If we don't have somebody on air, you're not in the studio, and that comes right to our inbox. Also, the Bro Box is back, baby. Order that over there. We got a ton of merch stocked up in the store. If you're super fucking poor and can't afford anything, just go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. That helps just as much. Same with Spotify. It's all the fucking advertisers care about. Just click a 5-star and walk away. All of it helps. I promise you that. For Dan and Anthony Holloway, Jack Mandeville, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.